Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We're going to begin sharing with you on a new series on what makes you a strong Christian. God wants every one of us to be strong. You know, every believer, they want to be strong in the Lord. And they need to do the Word of God. If you'll do what the Word says and the things that we are sharing on this broadcast, you are going to become a strong Christian. In Psalms 27, verse 1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" First of all, you've got to realize that if you're going to be strong, you've got to look to the Lord. The Lord is the strength of your life. You can do nothing of yourself. You need the Lord. The Lord is going to strengthen you in every area of your life. And He will cause you to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might so that you can overcome the enemy. So you got to look to Him as your source. In Psalms 105, verse 4, the Bible says, "Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore." We need to seek the Lord and His strength. You seek after strength. The Bible tells us we seek after the strength of the Lord. It says that in 1 Chronicles 16:11 as well. Seek the Lord and His strength and seek His face continually. As you get into the presence of God, as you study the Word of God, as you seek to know Him, you are going to be seeing His strength come into you. You seek after His strength, and it comes through fellowship with the Lord. In Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 8, the Bible says, "Therefore shall you keep all the commandments which I command you this day, that you may be strong, and go in and possess the land, whither you go to possess it, and that you may prolong your days in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give unto them, and to their seed, a land that floweth with milk and honey." Here we see another principle. We are to keep the commandments. He said, "Keep all the commandments which I command you this day, that you may be strong." In the measure that you are keeping the Word of God, doing it consistently, is the measure of the strength being developed in your life. As you keep the commandments, you will be strong. And when you're strong, you're going to be going in and possessing the land. You're going to be overcoming the devil and all of his enemies, all the enemies that are arrayed against you. And you're going to see the promises of God come to pass in your life. In Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, the Bible says, "Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, He it is that doth go with you. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee." God doesn't fail you. He doesn't forsake you. And then in verse 7, Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, "Be strong and of a good courage. For thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, it is He that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed." And as they went forth, and they were obedient to what God told them to do, they went in the strength of the Lord. And this is to be actively strong. We're also to be mentally strong before the Lord, because He gave more instructions in Joshua chapter 1, verse 6. He said, "Be strong and of a good courage." And verse 7, "Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest." As you are strong will determine your prosperity. As your strength and your courage is of doing the Word, then that will be tied into your prosperity or having a good journey in life. Then down in verse 8 of Joshua 1, it says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest." We see many principles here. We are to choose to be strong and of a good courage as we are obedient to God's word. He is the one who gives us that strength. We are not to fear. If you have fear, you will not be strong to overcome. If you draw back, get discouraged, get dismayed, then you will not be strong and go in and possess what God has for you. You must also know that God will not fail you. He will not forsake you. He doesn't leave us. He doesn't forsake us. He is with us. In fact, He is the one who is fighting the battle for you. The Bible declares that the Lord is with thee whithersoever thou goest. And if you will learn also to keep the word in your mouth, and meditate on it day and night. Keep the word in your mouth. Keep the word in your mind. And do it consistently. That will cause you to become strong in the Lord. So you're going to be strong mentally. You're going to be strong spiritually. You're going to be strong actively as you're going forth doing the word of God. And that's what will cause you to be strong, a strong Christian for the Lord Jesus Christ. Over in Joshua chapter 14 in verse 11, the Bible says, "As yet as I am strong this day, as I was in the day that Moses sent me, as my strength was then, even so is my strength now." His strength was there. He said, "Even so is my strength now." Otherwise, you don't have to lose strength as you get older in life. You can maintain strength. Praise God. He said he was strong at 40, and now here he was strong at 80 to go in and possess that land. Praise God. And he said he's able to go in for war, both to go out and to come in. You are able to fight that good fight of faith. It doesn't matter what your age is. It all depends upon how strong you are in the Lord. If you are strong in the Lord by being a hearer and a doer of His word, keeping His commandments, then you will be able to go and possess your land. So don't make any excuses of your age or any other type of excuses of circumstances. It all depends upon you doing the word of God. In 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1, there was long war between the house of Saul and the house of David. But David waxed stronger and stronger, and the house of Saul waxed weaker and weaker. There was a struggle going on between Saul and David. Saul was a man who did not walk in the ways of God. He walked in his own ways, and that speaks of a man after the flesh, a man who was making his own decisions instead of yielding to the Lord and obeying what God told him to do. And what happened? There was that continual contention between them. But notice it said that this war that went on, the house of David, he got stronger and stronger while the house of Saul got weaker and weaker. And this is what's supposed to happen in your life, because David is a man after the Spirit. Saul was a man after the flesh. And this speaks of the war that goes on between your spirit and your flesh. They are contrary one to another so that you would not walk in the ways of God. As you get in the Word and you do the Word and you walk in the Spirit, you will get stronger and stronger. But if you fall back in the flesh, you'll get weaker and weaker. And the key will be that we're going to crucify that flesh. We're going to mortify the deeds of the flesh. We are not going to live after the flesh. Remember, a carnal mind of the flesh makes you an enemy against God, and it produces death in you. Instead, you want a spiritual mind, a word-ruled mind, one that's going to walk in the Spirit. And when you walk in the Spirit, you are going to grow in strength and get stronger and stronger. So how are you going to get stronger and stronger and see the flesh get weaker and weaker? By walking in the Word, continually doing what the Word says. In 2 Samuel chapter 22, in verse 33, the Bible says, "God is my strength and power. He maketh my way perfect." Who's your strength? God is. Quit looking to yourself. Too many people look to their own self for their own strength. You don't need to look to your own ability. Your ability is no match for God's. God's strength and His power enables you to do all things. The Bible says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He's the one who enables you. And He makes your way perfect when you follow Him. Then down in verse 38 of 2 Samuel 22, he says, "I have pursued mine enemies and destroyed them and turned not again until I'd consumed them. I've consumed them and wounded them that they could not arise. Yea, they are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me, thou hast subdued under me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies that I might destroy them that hate you." There's some very important principles here. This is in David's Psalm of Thanksgiving for the victory that God had given unto him. And what did he say? He said, I have pursued my enemies. We have got to pursue our enemies. Now, who is our enemy? Satan's our enemy. And we aren't dealing directly with him because there's only one of him. Who are we dealing directly with? We're dealing directly with the demons that serve him, the evil spirits that serve Satan. He is the authority behind it, but we are dealing with these demonic strongholds that would come against us. Now, we're going to pursue all of our enemies. We're going to cast out every demonic spirit. We're going to pull down every principality, power, ruler, and spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places. We're going to resist every demonic attack that tries to draw us into temptation. And we're going to pursue our enemies, destroy them until they're underfoot. This is the case after the enemy had come and taken away their family, taken away their wives and their children. And here they pursued their enemies, destroyed them, and turned not again until I'd consumed them. Has the devil come and stolen things in your life? Has he stolen from you? Has he stolen your health? Has he stolen your peace? Has he stolen from you in the area of your finances? You need to realize it is an attack of the enemy, Satan. Satan's the one who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus comes to prosper us, to heal us, to bless us, to bring forth life and life more abundantly. So what do you need to do? You've got to get strong in the Lord, which comes through the Word of God. Remember, he said there in verse 41 about how that he has given him the necks of his enemies. Well, God's given the enemy, the devil, into our hands because we have authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. And he said, I've girded you with strength to battle. Boy, God has girded us with strength to battle. We have put on the armor of God, which is the Word, in every area of our life. And we're strong in the Lord and the power of His might. And we go forth wielding that sword of the Spirit, praying with the armor of God on. And we overcome our enemies. Notice the attitude. I have pursued my enemies, destroyed them, turned not again till I have consumed them, and wounded them that they could not arise. As you go forth and destroy your enemies, you'll become stronger and stronger, and you'll overcome. The enemies will be put underfoot. Well, we've introduced this subject today about what makes you a strong Christian. We have a tape on this subject. If you'd like to get it, it's $2. You can write us or call us, and we will get that to you. Look forward to seeing you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses, enforced by demonic spirits, must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.